This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Can you guys hear me at the back? Can you hear me at the back? When I scream like that, can you hear me? We'll do our best, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace, mercy, and the blessings of Almighty God be on all of you. Now, I have in my speech a phrase that I'll keep on repeating. Every time you hear it, I want you to shout it back at me, inshallah. The phrase is, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
75 years. No, just enough is enough. Otherwise, we'll stay here until the morning. 75 years. No, just shut up. Only the words, enough is enough. When you hear it, shout it back at me. Only the words, enough is enough. A lifetime marked by oppression. Injustice, illegal occupation, cruelty, brutality, ethnic cleansing, systematic genocide, and an... Wait, guys. You missed the point. When I say enough is enough, you repeat them, all right? Yet, the international community continues to fail in providing basic human necessities to the people of Palestine, particularly those in Gaza. I have come here to not only voice my concern, but to echo yours as well, and to declare to the world, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
In a world where the color of your skin and where you were born hold more weight than the lives of innocent children, dedicated women, hardworking men, we proclaim to this world that thrives on inequality, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
In a world named Israel, where the norm includes the physical abuse of women and children, their abduction, humiliation, and painstaking control over every inch of their existence. We boldly address such a terrorist state. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
In a distressing world named Israel, where homes are demolished weekly, Palestinian lands are usurped, and the skies over Gaza are consistently shelled with sophisticated weaponry, we challenge this distressing world, and we shout and we outcry, enough is enough!
Enough is enough!
In a world defined by hypocrisy, where media outlets readily report Israelis' death while intentionally overlook the more frequent and numerous murder of Palestinian civilians. To this hypocritical world we say, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
In a lying world where the mantra, Israel has a right to defend itself, chanted, we fail to realize that this sick slogan has been used to grant immunity for war crimes to be committed. Enough is enough!
Enough is enough!
In a world that often calls for peace and security. In a world that often called for peace and security. Yet turns a blind eye and a deaf ear to the 75 years of ongoing terror in Palestine. We echo the sentiments of the suffering assert to this so-called peaceful world. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
In a world supposedly granting religious freedom, yet the revered Al-Aqsa Mosque and other religious places in Palestine, specifically in Jerusalem, face disrespect, closure in front of worshippers, bombs, live bullets that claim the lives of thousands of people over 75 years. To this disrespectful world, we say, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
In a twisted world where victims are unjustly labeled as terrorists, while criminals are celebrated and allowed to fool the world into supporting their crimes, we stand firm and we declare to this twisted world, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
In a blind world, in a blind world that has not seen Gaza, where a staggering 80% of the population relies on humanitarian aid for survival, the depth of these crises becomes plainly evident. Children, innocent in their vulnerability, bear the impact of starvation and trauma, with reports indicating that nearly 50% of them suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. These statistics are not mere numbers. They represent the shattered dreams and stolen childhood that demand our immediate attention. With tears in our eyes and compassion in our hearts, we say, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
In the relentless cycle of violence, the shocking truth emerges that a significant portion of Gaza's residents, over 50% of them, lack access to clean water. Now they don't have water at all. No electricity at all. Subjecting them to life-threatening diseases. The deliberate targeting of water infrastructure compounds this crisis, leaving families in desperate struggle for the most basic necessity for life, water. We cannot turn a blind eye to this humanitarian disaster. We must proclaim with a sense of urgency, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
As we confront this harsh reality of life in the occupied territories, the unambiguous truth reveals itself. More than half of Palestinian householders suffer from food insecurity. This is not the consequence of food shortage, but a direct result of policies that restrict movement, hinders agricultural activities, and perpetuate dependence on aid only. The pain of empty stomach and the anguish of parents who cannot feed their children cannot be denied. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
In the face of the refugee crisis, where generations have suffered displacement, the shocking fact that over 70% of Palestinians, or even more, are refugees around the world, this fact cannot be ignored. These are not merely numbers. They represent the shameful legacy of disposition and the denial of the right to return home. The international community must confront this injustice, recognizing that the Palestinians once had their homeland and it was stolen forcefully from them through illegal occupation. With an ache in our hearts, we cry, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Palestinians too have a right to defend themselves. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Let our collective voice echo with the resonance of empathy, justice, and the unwavering solidarity. The tears shed by the Palestinian mothers, the muted laughter of children robbed of their innocence, and the silent screams of generations denied their rightful future reverberate through our shared humanity. Muslim, non-Muslims alike, we share the same feelings. As we confront the plain realities and the shocking facts, let us not be paralyzed by despair, but filled with the passion for positive change. The time for complacency has long passed. We stand on the cliff of history, demanding a world that values the sacredness of every human life. In this very defining moment, with hearts entangled together and spirits and heads that are unbending, let our collective voice shake the world. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
The resilience of the Palestinian people is undefeatable. I repeat, the resilience of the Palestinian people is undefeatable. And it will remain a thorn in your backs and in your necks for eternity. And together, we shall stand strong for justice, illuminating a path towards a future where no one is shackled by the chains of oppression. Don't let this message die here. Do not let this message die here. Convey to everyone, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Thank you, YL. Keep in the air. And I think this in the air. Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine! Keep in the air.